I think you gotta.
Yeah, I feel like you should. Yeah, you should adventure out, experiment with stuff. Like, guys, don't
to
be,
each their own, but
guys, don't be afraid of butt stuff. But it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
More yeah, about yeah, that.
Oh, but butt stuff?
No. Like, you just said that. You're like.
Because I feel like men really feel like it's gay. But I feel like if you know you ain't gay, but you want to try butt stuff, that's not gay.
Yeah.
Bro, butt stuff is not gay.
Yeah.
If you gay, you gay. But butt stuff is for everybody, okay?
Is this shit on?
Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you are now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit, everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go.
Hello and welcome to Es Una Vibra Way. Tonight, what do we have tonight? We have a very special guest, dearest to my heart.
Aww.
It's like you say that all the time. No, I don't. She goes by my twin. Give it up for her. How do you feel?
This is a new experience for me, so this is interesting.
One more time for twin.
The longest applause.
Quiet on set. Thank you, thank you. No, wait, it's not even for me.
No, yeah, they're excited. You excited.
So happy to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, but it's okay.
Are you high right now?
No. I don't you even have butt.
No! Do you know the song? Are you high right now? You ever feel nervous?
Oh my god, stop.
I'm
too nervous, can't remember lyrics.
Oh, welcome to Es Una Vibra Way.
Thanks. For having me, this is very special to me.
We're not gonna give her whole government name.
Nah, that's crazy.
But we're gonna refer to her as Twin because she's my twin. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, I like long walks on the beach. And
no, but for no, I really do though. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, for real. I'm not gonna lie.
How long?
Like maybe 5 feet, and then I'm done. I'm ready to go home.
How's the walk back? Like, you think, oh, wait, 5 feet that way?
Yeah. It's like two steps, bro, and then you gotta come back. Yeah. It'd be too long. The sand be hot and stuff like that.
I'm telling you. That's why I'm like, how long?
No, night walks are better, though. I'll do night walks. Longer night walks. That's a little scary, though. Not gonna let the water be
scary. Yeah, they're good, but it's a little scary. And then you don't know what you're stepping on.
You can see. Because they're not out of lights. Girl, what is wrong with you? I need glasses. What's happening right
what
now?
What do you mean you can... Oh, the moonlight?
Yeah, the moonlight. It's really bright. I've been to the beach a couple times at night.
Okay. We're going to go with that. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. Besides okay, the long walks
okay,
on the beach.
I am a manager at Chipotle. I've been working there for probably about 8 years.
Do y'all see, wait, pause. Do y'all see the twin in this with the random noise?
No. I'm from the West Coast. I'm from Washington State. Not from California. Don't even start with me because there's two other states over there and it makes me so angry because everybody really just assumed that I'm straight from California.
So off air, I was telling her, oh, like... When you give your intro, like, and she's just heated about that. Like,
it be making me so mad because it don't make sense.
I mean, honestly, probably I'll be a victim of that. Like, not victim, guilty of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a victim.
Yeah, I'm the victim. You're not
you. I'm guilty of that. Like, oh, you think West Coast and it's like...
Automatically California.
Yeah.
There's two other states, y'all.
But I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. Go ahead. Washington State.
Yeah, I'm from Washington State.
Cold and rainy.
Yeah, It's nice though. We got nice woods and stuff. It's a good place to go hiking and stuff.
Is it anything like this? Like
yeah, like how the woods are and like over here in this area.
Nice. But cold as fuck.
Yeah, but super cold and rainy, so it's like kind of sad, I'm not gonna lie. But I do miss it. I do miss it. It's nice over there from time to time. I like it over here though. We actually get weather over here. We don't over
there. No change over there. It's just hardly cold.
Yeah, it's usually cold. If we do get like sun and stuff like that, everybody's excited and everybody outside.
How long were you there?
I was there till I was like 14, and then I moved to North Carolina with my family, like just literally my mom and my siblings. We moved over here.
Was it a spontaneous
change? I feel like it was spontaneous because I didn't know about it until like a week before we moved. Oh, so shit. Yeah, it was kind of like my mom decided for us in a way.
And yeah,
obviously me being a teenager, I was like super frustrated about the whole situation because I was literally 13. All this hormones,
yeah,
and whatnot. I couldn't. It was a lot, but it was whatever.
Did she tell you why? Like, oh, yeah, why wait a week?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she didn't tell me why she waited a week. I'm sure she, like, thought about it hard because all of our family is over there for the most part. So all I really know is just the fact that when my little sister was born, her dad and his side of the family are from North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So he was already over here and was just visiting, bouncing back and forth. And my mom wanted her.
I was about to ask, why North Carolina?
Yeah, that's why. But yeah, so she just didn't want... She wanted my sister to be able to grow up with her other side of the family.
Okay.
And, you know, our side. I love my side of the family and everything, but, like, we ain't the greatest either. It's okay.
That love and hate.
Yeah. It's one of those. So
maybe hate's a strong word.
Yeah, hate's a strong word because I do love my family. Yeah. It's just there's just some things about them that's just it ain't it. But it's okay.
Did the change affect you immensely? Like,
I want to say yes, it did, for the simple fact that not only would, like I said, I was 13, so like I'm going through a lot of changes myself as is.
Puberty.
Exactly. Hardcore, bro. Like, that shit was that fun. But I was changing schools in the middle of the school year. It was in the middle of 7th grade. Like, so moving to a whole completely new state, like, meeting new people and coming into the middle of a school year in the middle of middle school at that, like, making friends isn't easy. Like,
and you're going from this side of the country?
Yeah, to the complete opposite side of the country. So, like, everything's different over here. Everything was different.
Was it your brother or just, like, he wasn't here yet?
So, it was... Well, I'm the oldest. So, like, it was me, my mom, my brother, my two brothers, and my baby sister when she was a baby.
Oh, okay.
So, that's how it was before. That was way before we had the other baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you wish you could move back?
I miss it, but I do not want to move back.
You don't want to live there?
No, I do not. There's so many more opportunities here, especially for me being a mom. For my child, she has more opportunities here than she would back home. So I'd
Another
rather stay here.
Another little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm a mom.
To a teenager now.
Disgusting. It's gross. She's awful.
How?
I'm just kidding. She's really not. She's actually really great. I'm so blessed. She's really easy, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, there's not too many mood swings. And I mean, like, she's a teenager, so she keeps to herself. She's in her room most of the time. Like, she come out when she's hungry and thirsty. Yeah.
She's not a, you didn't get a, what's it called, like a rebel? Like,
no.
Mom, shut up.
No. Oh, I'd beat the shit out of her. I'm not gonna lie.
You heard it here first.
Yes. She's taller than me. I told her that we're fighting if she tried me. Like, nah.
So she knows not to.
Yeah, she knows not to. She knows not to try me.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you handle her just being a little bit out of line? She just stepped over that line a little bit.
I guess more stern.
You're like, settle down.
It's just more sternness because me and her joke around a lot. I mean, her, like, play.
She probably knows your mom voice.
She does. She does know my mom voice because, like, and the look, too. Everybody know the mom look, especially if you're Hispanic. You know that look? Stop. You need to stop right there.
I don't think you mentioned that. Like,
oh, that I'm Hispanic, too? Oh, my God. That's crazy. I'm actually more of
She's
a mutt.
She's from California.
Honestly. Shut up. I hate you. No. Okay, so more about me. My dad's from Mexico. He's from Jalisco. So, you know, where I make tequila, you know, your favorite drink over there. And then my mother's Mexican, Native American, and Spaniard. So,
okay, I didn't know that
part. I know I'm quote unquote exotic, is what people tell me. You know, no, it's just the guys trying to talk to me crazy. And I'm just like, y'all tripping. Calm down.
Have you ever gotten to where they, or I guess someone thinks you're a different nationality?
Like yes, they, I get Indian all the time. Okay. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about
that. I don't know. I don't. What's the porn star's name? The Indian girl that wears glasses. Fuck, hang on. If I can look it up, 2 seconds, y'all. Yeah.
I don't because, even have the. Oh, wait. No, that's not the.
Because literally, I used to get mistaken for her sometimes, which is weird because I don't even have titties and she got big ass titties.
Yeah, let's see if we have a. She's waiting. She's looking for it. I thought I had like a clock noise. This? No, that's just you getting it wrong.
Honestly. Hang on, I'm trying to see.
But why think. Do I have like okay so now I'm like not the biggest porn fan but like I was about to say a name.
You're not, it's not for you.
The only porn star I know, because how do you not know? But I'm not gonna say it, and then you'd be like no.
Mia Khalifa, that's her. Bitch, every time. And I'm just like, how? It's when I have glasses on, honestly. Maybe that's why I stopped wearing my glasses, because I was like, y'all need to stop mistaking me for a porn star.
Let me pull up a picture and like put it right beside your face.
Please don't.
And see how please this no. goes.
Wait. It's literally just, it has to be just the face, because I don't have titties, bro. Like,
I hope whoever looks through my searches, oh, she searched up Mia Khalifa.
They will, you're a secret agent.
Oh, wait, you don't have your glasses on. I don't have my glasses on,
but when I do have my glasses, that's what they were telling me, and I was like, there's no way. Y'all got me fucked up. She's cute. Maybe. Fuck.
For reference, I'm showing this picture. I'm not saying she's ugly.
No, she's not. She's really pretty. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, like, because I don't see it. But everybody was telling me about it, and I was just in like, y'all tripping.
We'll have a link down below.
No, I hate you.
For Mia Khalifa's best work.
Yeah, but I was going to say her best work.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so fun fact, I guess.
Some people do think I'm Middle Eastern, and yeah. I'm like,
I don't even know.
Me and my brother.
I don't know what it is, though. Like, I don't know what facial.
Not someone, but like, feature. There's been people who meet my brother, and they're like, y'all look Middle Eastern, and I'm like, I mean, no, not yeah. Like, I don't take offense.
Me either. I'm just like, okay.
I'm not like,
I just want to know, honestly, like, what feature or something. Because, you know, it's features. People have facial features that would be like this, that, and a third.
And honestly, I don't think I've asked that. I'm like, what makes you think? Mm-hmm. I just be like, oh, really? But I get that. It's not even, I feel like the first time I was like, oh, okay. And then it happened again, and then you're just
like. Yeah, it makes you curious, low-key. Because okay. I'd be like, explain yourself, because it ain't the body, baby, because there ain't no titties here.
Wait, is there a Middle Eastern, because I know, like, let's say you think Colombian, I think, or Brazilian, I think ass.
Like, super curvy and whatnot.
Or Brazilian, I think body, like, I think.
Everybody just thinks, 80%, like, that's the body,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know if that's wrong to think, but, like, I think Brazilian, and I'm, like, in my next life. Society. Let me be Brazilian, and let me be in the, what's that festival? Carnaval.
The Carnaval?
Please.
I just want to go to one.
Oh, well, yeah, but like, yeah. I'm like,
I want to dress up too. It'd be nice.
Okay, okay. But, sounds but fun. Yeah, I don't know the features that, like.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But it's whatever. Like, I don't really care. I'm just like, interesting. So I'm glad I remind you of a porn star. So thanks. Please don't look at me no more.
How do you take that? You're just
like, I feel like it's such mixed feelings, because it's like, okay, she's pretty, so like it's kind of complimenting. But then honestly it's like, damn, like, okay, well,
your first thought went there.
Yeah, thanks.
But maybe not even.
But also thank you. Yeah, maybe.
But so, I keep interrupting you. Keep more about yourself.
More about me. Oh my god, I'm tinier. I'm tinier than my twin.
You are very tiny.
I am 4'9". So tiny.
Tell us how that has
impacted your life. I jump on counters, easy peasy. Like, I don't even wait for nobody no more. Step stools are the loves of my life. I have at least 3 at my house. I don't know. I don't think it's that serious. Like, people always, like, are like, how's it feel to be short? And I'm just like, it's really not that serious. Like, it's my whole life. Like,
yeah. Do you ever think that a guy will use that? You know, like, how some girls are like, oh, 6'2".
Has to be. I really think it's a thing. And
some guys are like, oh, she's, like, tiny.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get that a lot, honestly. Yeah. Like, guys would be like, I'm like, oh, I'm 4'9".
If you're comfortable enough, give us an example.
Okay. Well, I don't know, because I just feel like it is, I feel like it is a thing when I do tell people, like, oh, I'm 4'9", because at first it's a shock factor. People don't think I'm 4'9", mm-hmm. or when they think 4'9", they think, they, I don't know what the fuck they think, but they think something.
Yeah.
But then, but then I'll get, like, guys, I'd be like, oh, you're so tiny, like, I could throw you around and da-da-da-da-da, and I'm just like, oh, Lord, here we go. Back to the Mia Khalifa.
That deserves two. Maybe three. Maybe four. All
right. It's honestly a stroke, because then I don't know how, like, I can't take you seriously after that. Yeah. Like, bro, like, what
how
is
do
this?
I even take that?
Yeah, then? Like, what is this? Like, now, back in the day, now, now you just a toy, baby. Like, I can't even take you seriously.
When they say that?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I couldn't even take you seriously after that.
Yeah.
Because now it's just, now so it's a physical thing.
Okay, okay. People are shocked when, okay, so, like, before off air, I'd be like, oh, like, remember I told you, oh, my twin. Mm-hmm. And, like, I always introduce, or if I talk about you, it's like, my twin. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
And I'm like, oh, well, I literally have two best friends, and, like, I'm the tallest. And when they see how short I am, they're
Erica's
like, you're the
shorter than you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I'm like, I'm the tallest. Because I had another friend that was the tallest, literally, because she's tall. But out of you guys, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm the tallest of my friends. And they're like, the tallest of your friends?
You're like, yes.
How does that even work?
They're smaller, like, I swear.
Wait till you meet. See, so you have it here. Brought to you by Tsunami. So continue.
What else can I tell you about me?
Exactly. You would think no, but like
completely right.
If you didn't get that,
you
unsubscribe. No, I'm kidding. No, please tell your friend to subscribe.
Share the link now, please. Right now. Just stop what you're doing.
If you heard that.
Yeah. You get it. That's what I said. I told y'all to share it and y'all ain't listening.
What is that? If you know, you know.
Facts. You know, you know. And if you don't, well,
are you comfortable with telling us your age?
Yeah, I am 29. I can't wait till I'm 30. Everybody thinks I'm a weirdo for saying that, but I'm ready.
Oh,
to
you
be,
can't
I am
ready
to be in my 30s. That's okay. That's the golden years, bro. For girl, for it women,
I think that is your
what's
is
the
it?
Prime,
your
prime, baby. Mm-hmm. Prime I'm ready years. Okay, ain't nobody ready for me.
So this year, are you taking it like meh, like
I feel like
not meh, but like, oh, I'm almost there, like. Instead of most people that dread it, you're like,
I'm anticipating it. Yeah, I'm like super excited for it. Like, I really feel like it's really gonna maybe open, like, not really new opportunities, but just like it might broaden my horizon more. Like, I'll be like, okay, I'm in my 30s now, I'm more adventurous.
Okay. Why do you think that is, though? Like, why aren't you doing that now?
I don't know. I feel like maybe because obviously when I was younger, I had my daughter really young already, so I already, like, did that, and then kind of did, like, my crazy phase, and then my, my whole phase.
Okay.
And I did, I
we
feel
love
like,
the honesty,
yes,
though. Let's get a little...
Thank you. I'm a big advocate for everybody going through their whole phase, you know. I feel like everybody got it. I really feel like everybody needs to go through it, honestly.
Not to get off topic, but I saw a thing where it was like some people that don't go through that later on aren't happy in the relationship because they never went through that. Like,
yeah,
you're,
they feel like they're missing
you're
out.
You're getting married at like 18, 19.
Yeah, crazy.
And then you,
I mean, do you?
And I'm not saying it's like everyone, like, okay, there's there's that, what, 2%?
Yeah, y'all lucky ass ones that really found your person.
But they were saying, I saw a thing that was like, it affects that if you don't have your hoe phase, you know, what they call your hoe phase.
Yeah,
and y'all can take that how y'all want to take that, but like, I mean, I see
quote
it,
unquote, your hoe
phase. Your hoe phase. So like, is that what you think about that, the whole phase?
No, like, yeah, I feel like that's a real thing.
Try it out.
Yeah, small TMI.
What you gotta try out.
I really feel like you should. Honestly, because then you'll know what you like and you know what you won't like, and then you'll actually be able to
Once you settle down, you're like,
what you want.
It's like going in, here I go. It's like going into Cold Stone. Can I try that one? Can
yeah.
I try this one? Oh, I really oh, dig yeah, this
I really
one.
Like that one.
Oh, but wait.
Not that one.
It's
that
got
one.
Nuts. I don't know how I don't... feel about it.
Cashews.
You find out your game. Plot twist.
Plot twist. You don't even like nuts.
No, but yeah, I think you gotta.
Yeah, I feel like you should. Yeah, you should adventure out, experiment with stuff. Like, guys, don't
to
be,
each their own, but.
Guys, don't be afraid of butt stuff, but it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
More yeah, about yeah. that.
Oh, but butt stuff?
No! I mean, like, you just said that. You're like.
Because I feel like men really feel like it's gay. But I feel like if you know you ain't gay, but you wanna try butt stuff, that's not gay.
Yeah.
Bro, butt stuff is not gay.
Yeah.
If you gay, you gay. But butt stuff is for everybody, okay? Butt stuff is for everybody.
Okay, okay.
Gay is when you like
I had,
the same sex.
Yo,
that's
you
not,
got me, you got me out here telling stuff. So like, I remember that like I, here we go. So I've been with guys who are like, if you go anywhere near.
They'd be so scared.
Uh-huh. Like, no.
Not the...
No, bitch, I'm gangsta.
What is that? No, baby, you ain't. Just
and
let me...
It's like...
Let me get in there real quick.
Don't go.
One, two.
That makes me gay. And I feel like what you're saying is true. Like, I don't know. I do get that. But it got into my mind how many guys that I was with... How many guys? 422. No, I'm kidding.
You know, whole face.
It was not... Back to the whole face. No, I'm kidding. No, but I mean, I've been with guys who are like, no. So, let's say that it came to me... Okay, no, this is exactly what happened. I'm like, let's say no. It came
In
to
reality.
A point where I was hanging out with a friend, and her boyfriend was... So, I was telling them, I think, about that. And the girl's boyfriend was like, that's not gay.
Cause it's not. It's
in my
not
mind,
gay.
I was like, this whole time
logically,
I've been
it's
taught.
Not gay. That is
I've
gay.
Been, not taught, but like, all these guys have told me, I hate how that sounds like all these guys, but like, these guys have told me that's gay, so I'm just like,
it's
that's gay.
Gay. Yeah.
But I don't think that's gay, but it's been in my mind. I don't
yeah.
know if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So
it's not gay, though.
I don't think that's gay. Like, if... Like you said.
It'll make you
if
gay.
If you
want to
go into
It's with
it,
your
like,
person. Like, gay is liking the same sex. That's gay.
That's gay.
That's gay. That's okay, though. We all gay. Just a little bit. I feel like we all is just a little bit gay.
Oh, can we? Because honestly, I don't... I feel like I wanted to write this down. But like, can we talk about men who aren't comfortable with their sexuality,
bro? First
so
off,
like,
first off,
so bro, like the way you smile, you're like, yeah, that's
because listen, I am so in love with bromances. Like, I really think it's like a kink or a fetish of mine.
I love
bromances.
Yeah,
bromances. That shit is so beautiful to me.
Let's say that someone listening right now is like, "What's a bromance?" Can you kind of
so
go
bromance
into that?
Is basically like, you know, like.
I think Vinny and Pauly D.
Bromance. They have the... Oh, my God. Their bromance. And you know what? That's probably where it fucking started, too. I'm not going to lie, bro. Because their romance is so beautiful.
That was in there.
That's
in
so
head.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, that's such a beautiful bromance.
To this day.
To this day. Mm-hmm. Like, anything like that where you just love your friend so much and it's... Y'all get a little gay, and that's okay. I'm not saying penetration,
that's
but...
That's definitely going to be the title of this. Y'all going to get a little gay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Wait, we need... You know what we need for that? The long applause. Say it one more time, girl. She got shut up. Y'all going to get
yeah,
a little gay.
Y'all just going to get a little gay. And that's okay, okay? Because for me, at least for me...
Not her rapping. Not her spitting.
Girl, at least for me, yo, I don't know what it is, but I live for it. I live for romances. Okay. That is it. If you can be... If I'm talking to you and I can see you be like that, like have a strong bromance with your friends,
yeah.
Then I'm going to like you more. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to like you more just because I'm just like, you're really comfortable with who you are as a person that you don't let society tell you, oh, because you love your friends as a man, mm-hmm. that's gay in a negative way. Because it's not negative, bro. It's not negative. Like, it's beautiful.
And you agree that some guys want to have that bromance, but they're like, oh, that's gay.
Yeah.
And it's like, come
and
on.
And it's like, sad. That doesn't make it's you gay. So you're sad. No penetration. Yeah, no penetration, bro.
Like,
I mean, do you if that's what you want to do, but you don't got to. But that's gay.
We don't judge.
We don't judge. It's fine.
Another thing that I like is, and that, well, it's not like super close, I guess, is painting their nails. Guys who paint their nails.
Oh my
and
god,
are,
they're
and
so
are
beautiful.
Cool with that, and they're like. Because there are some guys that are,
you know what,
like,
you know what
gay.
It is? What's a really good example for stuff like that? It's like metro men. Metro are, men yeah. are just men that like to take care of themselves, but people yeah. think it's gay. But I'm yeah. just like, because this man wants to take care. He yeah. has good hygiene. His hygiene's immaculate.
Wow. Gay.
That's gay. Crazy. Crazy. Give me
no,
that.
I see that. No.
I love metro men. Give me that.
Yeah. There was a... throwback, there was a song, but anyways. But the nail thing, I've noticed that I mean, quick shout out, Bad Bunny did it, and everyone,
yeah, now everybody's
gay,
on
gay, that's
yeah, they're either gay or they're on the bandwagon, which is fine, be on yeah. that bandwagon, baby.
But I like guys who are okay with it, like, they're because it's expressing yourself,
that's what I'm saying,
and
it's expressive,
like, you're comfortable with it, mm-hmm. and more than half the time they're not gay, like, they're like just
expressive, it's a style,
so I like that.
Me too. I'm here
we
for it.
We're gonna throw that out there and like
you just
watch his motherfuckers.
Yeah, everybody painting their nails glitter, baby, yes,
not the glitter,
put the glitter on there,
not the glitter,
the glitter nail polish, put that shit on there, not just black, baby, don't just do black, that's everybody doing
that's
that.
That's the basic look?
Yeah, that's the start out. Y'all filling it out. Y'all got the black nails. That's beautiful, too. But glitter? Put the glitter
Once
on there?
Once you put the glitter on there.
You there. You elite.
Or a little pink. I like when they have,
oh,
like, a little
god,
pink.
Oh, my god. Yes.
Or,
baby.
What's that color called? Salmon?
No. Yes, the is salmon. It, yeah, it's it? Like a soft pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a
that,
soft
that
pink
one,
orangey.
That one's cute.
Yeah, salmon's really cute,
so,
too.
You're right, because black is very...
It's like gateway. Black is the gateway
that's
to
the gateway
it is good. It is
no it is
it really is though
but nothing wrong
that's no it's beautiful I love that you like experimenting with stuff it's beautiful do you
what I was kind of getting to though let's talk about it it's more so like when they are gay but let's say they're bi
okay
but they don't want to accept it because there's backlash, there's, you know, your family's probably not going to agree,
mm-hmm.
this and that, but they put their girlfriends in that situation where it's like, I know you're a little gay, but you know, mm-hmm. because there's proof, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you've been flirting with a man, you're like, bitch, where is this coming from?
Interesting.
But, like, I don't know, I feel like more, and I want to say Hispanic men struggle with not accepting that they're bisexual.
I would agree with that, just for the simple fact that we're, the way we're brought up in our culture.
And I'm not sitting here saying, like, oh, there's, like, all these men, like, or
no,
whatever,
yeah, yeah.
But, like, from experience.
Yeah, just, I mean, from our culture
I
itself,
know.
Yeah, for
yeah.
a fact, in our culture, in a lot of cultures, honestly. It's like real, like, I don't know, like, men are raised to be quote unquote men, like, they gotta be strong, they gotta
you
be
can't
tough
even cry. Can
yeah
we
you're,
talk
you're
about
yeah
that?
What's crazy
whole,
baby cry for
if
me
if you cr-
listen
please.
Listen please cry for
please
express
let it out.
Express your emotions because don't expect me to express myself but you don't tell me nothing about you because we cannot be partners we just can't because it's not fair. It's not fair. It's one-sided at the end of the day. Like, don't think just because, yeah, you're the man and you gotta, like, quote-unquote protect me and, like...
And that's how they were raised.
Exactly. And that's... And I get that. And I get that 100%. But at the same time, like, I want you to tell me what's wrong. What's going on. Like, let me try
to
help you.
If I'm trying to make you feel comfortable to do that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like... What's stopping you? You don't love me. You don't love me. You must not love me if you can't even
Plot
express
twist.
Yourself for real. The lies.
But have, like, you ever come across that? Like, my mother, only one out here was like, I know you might be bisexual, but, like, there's some fear in you that's, like...
I think I have one time. This one guy that I was talking to, he... I don't know. There's just something about him and...
And it's deeper. Some, it's deeper than. It's not even like, oh, you want to get your nails painted, because we just talked about that.
Yeah,
that
doesn't make you gay. No, no, no. It was more. I don't know if it was. Maybe he was bi or just
in the closet. Maybe like.
Maybe I don't. And that's fine too. Yeah, and that's fine. And I get that. I understand the whole reason behind it.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, me in general, like, I know some girls would, like, freak out about the situation and be like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe blah, 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 blah. But, like, me,
honest,
yeah, though. I feel like with when it comes to me personally, if that's how you are and that's what's happening, just talk to me. I'm not even going to be mad at you. Like, if that's, if you, like.
I feel like you already answered that, but let me put you in a situation. You're married for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
15.
And my husband's like.
I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I've heard of this situation where, like, you walk in and he's trying on your clothes because he's, you know, trying to be himself. And then I've heard of situations where they freak out and they're like, well, I feel like it is a point where you're like,
I mean, yeah, I feel like there is a shock factor.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be always a shock factor.
Let's say that happened and then now you're there.
Now I'm there? Okay. So, obviously, there is going to be a shock factor regardless of... And anybody, like, there is going
because
to be a shock...
Time,
because you didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know the whole time, and you spent all this time with this person, and this is a new side that you have not seen of your person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything's brand new to you now. So, obviously, there is going to be that shock factor. But at the end of the day, with me, I'm going to love my person regardless... of the situation. Like,
are you about to make me cry?
No, don't cry.
The hypothetical.
No, I really, like, deep in my heart, I really feel like I'm still going to love you regardless, but I'm also going to let you know that...
Because it's all this time.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know that whatever you feel like you got to do is what you got to do for you. Like, I want you to be happy at the end of the day. Like, I want my person to be happy, even if it hurts me.
So let's say there's two.
What is two?
The first situation, he's like, look, I love you, like, all this time. My heart. It's not a waste of time. Like, all the moments we spent. Oh, my God. Not me over here.
I know.
Making a whole novella. All the time we spent. But, like, this is me. So, that's how that would go, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Obviously, that's how that would go. And, I mean, obviously, my heart would break because, like, I feel like it would break more at the fact that you really felt like you couldn't come to me and tell me this.
Yeah.
Like, I would feel like, what the fuck was I doing that made you feel like you couldn't talk to me? Like, why couldn't
honestly,
you tell me? Like, why couldn't you tell me? Because I'm not going to not love
because
you.
Because actually, all this time,
it
should have been some trust in
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like, I'm, like, I really would be like, what did I do to make you feel like I wouldn't love you for who you are as
you
a person?
You're pulling the plot twist on me.
I know, I'm so sorry. But that's just how I am, like, as a person. Like, that's just how I feel, like, regardless of the situation. Because, like, I went through a lot, like, the past 2 years or whatever. But at the end of the day, I was just like, if that's what that my person wanted to do, then I'm going to support that person. Like, I love you enough to be like, yeah, I'm broken a little bit. But at the same time, like, that's your journey. And if you feel like that's your journey, then I'm going to support you in your journey. Like, I'm going to want the best for you.
Yeah.
And it was hard. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, that was, like, the hardest thing I could ever do. But at the same time, like I said, like, just me as a person, like, I just want my people to be happy. Like, if I care about you, I just want you to be happy.
One time, because she did say that. She said that off air. She said that all she cares about
is my people
that she loves to be happy. So you get a long applause for that one.
But. Not the but.
I'm about to hit you with the second situation.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You find him.
If you're cheating on me, then fuck you, bro. I'm stabbing you in the throat.
Is
what's happening.
He's not cheating on you, but he's like, all these years have been a lie. Like,
I would hope he would word it differently because I don't want him to be like, I don't want him to be like, we a lie. Because I'd be like, damn, well, I really loved you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, my feelings weren't lie. And I would hope he still had some kind of love for me. You know what I'm saying?
Would you react like, oh my God?
No, I don't think I don't react like
that
as a person. No, I'm definitely not. And I feel like it's just because of.
Me either.
Growing up, I feel like I feel like growing up seeing that kind of reaction and stuff like that, it made me really be like, don't react like that.
Not want to.
Because it's not, I don't feel like it's healthy. I don't feel like, I mean, it's good to express yourself, but like, I'm not one to break things at all if I'm upset. I don't like that. First off, I paid good money for that stuff. Yeah. I ain't breaking it. I'm sorry. Like,
it's his stuff.
I'm not breaking it, okay? He worked hard, okay? He did. He worked hard for that stuff. So
in conclusion, Twin has the biggest heart on earth.
Like, but that's my thought process. It's like, you worked hard for something. Like, you bought it. Like, why would you break it? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, people throw phones. I know family members that throw... That used to break, that go through all their phones because they'd get pissed off and they'd throw it and it'd break and they'd have to buy a new one. And I'm like, I ain't doing that, bro. That
phone costs like a lot. I feel like I would throw him money before I threw my phone.
That's what I'm saying, but I can't lift nobody because I'm only 4'9". So.
Oh, you're right. They figure.
Pillows, throwing them across the room. Okay, gentle tosses. But I'm not trying to put holes in the wall either. Like, I've seen people in my family being abused and I've seen people in my family being the abuser, and I don't like either side of that.
Yeah.
So I don't ever want to be a part of that, or even
even if he hit you with some harsh ass shit, you'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna go take my time.
Yeah, I need to go take. Yeah, I need to go.
But I'm gonna go take my time.
Yeah, I really
time out for me.
Yeah, I really. I mean, that's how I am. Like normally, anyways. Like if I'm having to have a conversation with anybody, I don't talk very much, but it's because I'm processing, and I do need.
In the moment.
I do need time to process and figure out what I'm going to say, because I don't want to say things at that moment, because what if I worded it wrong, or what if I'm saying something that
so you be thinking.
I do. I really do, because I don't I don't like that. I don't.
You wouldn't want to have to take back anything.
Exactly. I don't want to be like, oh, because I don't want the I don't want them to feel like, oh, she's just saying she's gonna take it back because she knew she was wrong, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to genuinely tell you how I'm feeling about the situation. So I need a minute. I need a minute.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been in that situation where it's like,
fuck you, bitch.
I said a lot of things where I did wish that, like,
you could take it back.
Because one thing about me is when I'm angry, I will say things that you hurt me in that moment.
So you want to hurt them.
And all I'm doing with my words is using them as my knife. Like,
my words to hurt them back.
Are going to destroy you. And then later on, I'm like, damn, like, I want to say that wasn't even me, but, like, that was me saying them. So that's not right for me to say that wasn't even me, because that was me saying them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, no.
Yeah. It's just, like, in the moment. No, I do. I do like to take a minute and process stuff and think about it. And sometimes people don't understand that, and sometimes people are just like, I need a reaction from you now. I do think now.
I do think.
She's not toxic anymore, y'all. It's okay. She's she's growing as a person. She's
not me clapping, literally. Yes.
She's growing as a person. We love the growth. We love it.
Oh, my God. Not me giving myself a long applause for that shit. I deserve the short one.
No, long applause, long applause. But no, like, I've always been like that, though. Like, let me think about it. Let me process the situation, because I don't want to be mad at you, and I don't want to say anything that I don't mean to you. Especially if I care about you. If you're somebody I really care about, like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. And some people are cool with it, and some people ain't. Like, some people need the immediate response, but I'm a person that needs a second.
Would you still support, like, what we were saying? Would you still support them? Like, they're like,
yes.
Oh, hey, okay, let's yes. say, it wasn't the whole it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's the first one.
Okay.
And they're like, hey,
first off, I'd be told.
Wait, what? be-
Going back to the first scenario or whatever about them, like, catching them, like, dressing up. Yeah. Myself. I'm not gonna lie. I'd be telling the dudes I'd be talking to, like, oh, you should wear this of mine and that.
Really?
Of mine. Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I do. I'd be, yo, honestly, crop tops, yo, men. Men.
Let me. I had to pinpoint something. But you know what? Fuck that. Scratch that.
Men in crop tops, baby.
Yes.
Come here. Man.
I'm mad that I wasn't in that era. Like,
the 90s era when they had crop tops while they were playing basketball and them little shorty shorts. Baby, give me those.
I'm sitting here, honey, over here, like, melting.
Bring that shit back. Thought. Bring it back.
Have they tried them on?
Bring it back. No. Oh, one did. I'm not going to lie. Yes. And I was just like, wow. I love you. I love you so much right now. Okay, this is ridiculous. Okay. Now come here, take it off. It's okay.
You are very supportive. Like, yes. even
yes. Now, you're just I'm for it. Okay. I'm for it. So do you? Be comfortable.
You said the word toxic. How do you describe someone who's toxic?
I don't know. I feel like toxic is more like,
ugh. You can even give like a scenario if you don't have like a definition.
I feel like toxic is just basically like, it's just negative. Toxic is negative. If you're going to be completely negative about something or a situation or a person.
That's toxic.
That's toxic. That's disgusting. That's nasty.
Say you're saying something to your person you're talking to and he's just like, I don't know. Just saying something off the wall. That's off the toxic. Wall.
That's toxic. Like, don't do that to me. Like, you should know how to communicate with me. Like, we've talked about it. And if we haven't talked about it, like, you should at least know me well enough to be like, oh, like, that's not her fighting language or her argument language and stuff like that. Like, she don't respond well with that. Like, if you get loud with me, I'm shutting down. Yeah. Don't get loud with me. But it's
that's toxic. It's loud.
Yeah, being loud is toxic. Like, learn how to talk to me like a human being.
Yeah.
Like, don't get loud.
Don't get loud?
No. It's because I'm processing. I'm thinking. I don't like to get loud.
Processing, you have not gotten loud.
No. Unless, I feel like the only time I've ever gotten loud is because the other person was being loud with me and I wasn't being heard. It wasn't me being loud just to be loud. Yeah, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to make you listen to me. If you're trying to, like, take control of the situation, like, you haven't done nothing, but I need you to listen to how I'm feeling or my side of the story, you're going to listen to me because that's not fair. That's toxic. Okay. That's not fair for me. I'm listening to you and what you got to say to me, but for me to... You want a response, but it's not the response that you want.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get upset with me. Okay, well, you're going to for real listen to me then.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you going to listen.
Hold up. Okay.
You going to listen, you know? But that's the only time I'll ever have, like, a tone with anybody. Like, I don't like tones. I personally don't like them.
Do you believe in the toxic love? And I'm throwing up quotes.
Oh, 100%. Because I know people in toxic loves. And that's fine. It's whatever. That's them. No. I've gone through my toxic love phases. Like, I feel like everybody has.
But you went through it.
Yes, completely. Okay. Yeah. And I feel like everybody does.
But you don't want to sit in it.
No, I do not want to sit in it.
Have you ever sat in it for, like, a period of time where you're like, I wasted that time? Like a year? Maybe 6 months is the most or something.
I don't like to say I wasted time with anybody because I feel like it was a piece of my journey, which molded me. So, like, I don't like to say I wasted time with anybody.
But I've gone to that point.
I guess,
where...
sitting in toxicity with somebody that you care about is a thing because, like, you care about them and you want to see better for them. So you kind of do wait it out and hope that they do better for themselves.
Yeah.
Not even just you, but if you love them enough, you want them to do better for themselves. So some people do sit in it for a little while. Some more than others.
I have gotten to the point where it's like, wait, what were you just saying?
Like, it's not a mistake. It's not a waste of time. Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, it's a learning lesson. Yeah, like, you're just
part of it. It's part of the process.
Learn from it. I'm not gonna lie. I did used to be like, man, I don't fucking waste it.
I don't waste all my time.
But I've gotten to that point where it's like, you know what? If I hadn't lived through that, then I wouldn't have learned certain things. Like, I wouldn't have learned not to put up with this later on. Or, like, okay,